You're fired. Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast episode of Let's Get Fired. On the podcast today, we've got Kendra Green sitting right next to me. We've got Drew Simon, and I'm Quinn Johnson. Welcome to another podcast episode. Are you guys ready to get into it?
Let's get fired.
That's what I thought. All right, Kendra, she is hot off her new, brand new open mic that she started at the Village. And in
were
Provo,
you there?
I was there.
How was it?
It was fun. Kendra did my favorite thing at a podcast where in between every comic, she says, I'll do 3 minutes.
I didn't do 3 minutes. I did like 30 seconds to a minute.
No, whatever it was too long.
She was inspired by Oz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought I was watching Oz up there. So when you're talking shit on Oz, I was like, I was just holding my tongue. I was holding my tongue. I was like, oh, I got some shit to say. Because there's a certain point when you're up there when no one's laughing and you're like, I'll keep going. And that's what I like, is just like, we'll just see what happens. And but hey, it's the first mic.
I feel that. Remember when I hosted that City Limits mic? Mm-hmm. That was every time I'd go up and be like, maybe I'll improvise and get a laugh, and it never did.
No, dude,
just bombed every time.
This is what you do. If you have a joke about someone or something, you go up there, it's quick.
Yeah.
And then you introduce the next comic.
Yeah, I think as a host, you need to focus on roasting the person. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they have to be roastable. Like if they crush it, then like whatever.
It's also totally fine just to go up there if you have nothing, just be like, all right, next comic.
Okay, can I say something real fast?
Go for
from
it.
That? When the mic started, there was literally only 3 or 4 people. So I didn't want it to end after 15 minutes. So I was like, okay, I'll just kind of put some stuff in. And then more people came.
But then you still kept doing it.
Yeah, well, it's an addiction, okay? I like being upstage.
Yeah, well, you don't like being on stage enough because I don't see enough open mics. So
I went... I went to 4 open mics this week.
Whoa. Yeah, me too. I've been to more.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like,
also, did you guys hear Java Junkies?
Yes.
They finally.
It's over?
It's over. It.
No way.
The mic that could never die.
I can't.
Like, that one had been, like, gasping for air for, like, a year. And, like.
I can't believe it just still was going.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, like,
no,
when
the
I
last,
it was over when I came
for
back.
For the last year, it's just been Oz and a homeless guy every week.
Went,
and you.
I went a couple weeks ago when I started coming back to stand up and doing open mics. I was kind of like, I don't want to go up to Wise Guys tonight to do the bucket list. So I'll just go over to Java Junkie. And I like went 30 minutes late.
It was way over by then.
I like got there really late and like everyone had gone up already. And then Oz was like, okay, go on up. Oz wasn't there. It was somebody else. Mad Dog was hosting.
Oh, Mad Dog.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And
reliable.
And actually, I kind of crushed it.
You crushed it?
At Job Joke. Because
I have to see it.
There was 2 girls in the audience and I was...
Doesn't necessarily mean you'll crush it.
I did a good job.
Kendra, one time you walked off stage... When no one laughed, and you went up to me and you went, that was fun. That was good.
When was that?
One time at Wise Guys.
Oh, look, I black out at Wise Guys.
Whoa.
Hey, blacking out. I get it. What did Oz give you?
But, oh, man. Oz becoming like the punching bag in this episode. We need to pivot from Oz to...
I'm defending him and shitting on him.
Yeah, well, we need to pivot to Jimmy.
He'll come. Don't worry. He always finds his way. Yeah. Well, he doesn't come in girls, but but he did go on a date tonight. Apparently,
yeah.
Like, how was the date? He was like, "How's the date?" He's like, "Oh, we just want to walk,"
which I think is kind of cute.
We should.
The girl is way too hot.
I should take
for him though.
I should bring my camera.
The same height. So it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
I should bring my camera like every time we find out Jimmy's on a date and do a post date interview.
I will follow him. I'll put an air tag on him and just start tracking him.
We should do post-date interviews with Jimmy.
Also, an update. He got a job.
Really?
Yeah. Like, not a tech job. He just got, like, he finally followed our advice of just getting a job.
Is he working?
I can't remember. It's like some, I think it's some real estate thing. Which
good for him.
He'd be great for. You know, he'd be like, hey, who's a house? That's how he sounds.
Dude, that's terrifying. I would never buy a house from Jimmy.
I don't think he's selling the house.
Gives me vibes so that he could sell a house. Like, I think he could sell a house.
Well, he can't sell me on himself. So, shout out to Jimmy, though.
Shout out to Jimmy.
Love you.
He's one of my new friends. He's been a fun friend to
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like since I've come back, there's like newer comedians.
I have an idea. You should go on a date with him.
Oh.
Because you're always talking about you want to go on dates.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I want to go on a date with Jimmy.
Why?
Well, first off, he's shorter than me, I think.
Wait, what do you care about that?
We should actually measure to find out.
Okay, well, stand back to back.
Yeah, next time we're at a mic, we have to.
Okay, because like
we have to do.
He's
forensic.
Also like a lot younger than me. He's like 22.
How old are you?
26.
He's older than 22.
He's 23.
That's fine. Come on.
He's still in college. Like,
no, he dropped out.
Yeah. That really makes me feel a lot better.
No, it'll be fine. Don't worry. How high can your standards be at this point, Kendra?
My standards are still pretty high.
Yeah, that's why you're not dating anyone.
I'm not settling, okay?
Well, you might have to. When you're 45, all of a sudden you're like, anyone on the market? I don't care if you have face tats.
I think once I turn...
And then Oz is going to jump out.
Oz will be there for you.
Once I turn 30, I think is when I'll start lowering my standards.
Okay.
So I still got like 4 years.
Okay, clock's ticking.
And when I mean standards, I mean like...
Anyone who talks to you.
I don't know. I still have like specific criteria that I'm not...
Let's get into this. What's the criteria?
Well, I'm Mormon, so I would like a nice Mormon guy.
Okay, you're in the right place for that.
But that's not like annoying about it. You know, like he's still chill. Like he'll watch an R-rated movie with me.
Smokes weed.
No, not that.
I'm just saying, if you're wanting to get to that side, then it gets a lot more narrow. And are you walking on the straight and narrow?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You swear in front of me, so I don't know.
I don't think there's anything wrong with swearing. There's nothing that is like, yeah, it's just like a suggestion. Like,
hold to the rod, the iron rod. Don't swear in front of my mom.
Oh, my mom swears all the time.
Yeah.
That's where I learned it from. I learned it from her.
I like that. Ooh. You're from Idaho, right?
No, Alaska. That's really offensive that you think I'm from Idaho.
Wait, so were you were raised in Alaska? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we not introduced me? Like, no one knows who I am. I'm just like here.
No, I introduced you the very fucking beginning.
Yeah, you just said, this is Kendra. Nothing else.
Were you listening?
Yeah.
What am I going to say about you? Girl from Alaska, didn't do comedy for a year and a half. Now she's back. Kendra Green.
What brought you back?
Well, should we talk about why I left?
Loneliness.
Well, yeah, let's find out why you left.
You didn't want to drive to Salt Lake.
No, that wasn't it. It was a little bit it, but... last year in 2023, end of 2022, I got this new job and I put a lot of effort into it because it was this like really cool. I was working at the entertainment industry. I was working with movies and television and I was doing social media for it. And, I just felt like that was going to get me further in life than doing stand-up because I think, people would always be like, oh, like, you know, when you become a famous stand-up comedian and I'm like, that's not going
to
happen.
You've been doing stand-up to get farther in life?
I don't know.
So you just want to do this just for fame?
No, I don't want to do it just for fame.
So why do I do this then?
I love performing.
Then why didn't you perform for a year and a half?
Okay, can I... I'm going into that. You interrupted me.
No, just if you truly love something, you just don't stop.
Okay. So my priorities were out of whack. Because I was focusing too much and putting too much effort and my worth into my job.
Remind me of the medication you were on at the time.
I was on a mixture
Lexapro.
No, I'm not on Lexapro anymore. I'm on Prozac now.
Got it.
I was doing some Adderall for a bit.
It's a dark one.
Yeah.
Oh, Adderall is
And Ritalin too. I just do Prozac now. That helps with my OCD. It really does.
Shout out to the Sackler family.
Yeah. And then I also take this thing called propranolol, which is like just kind of helps when you're feeling a little anxious, kind of lowers your heart rate.
Is it a
crazy? No, wait. You also got Sydney to divulge all.
Oh yeah, I can get them going.
Here's the thing. Propranolol.
There's a certain word for that kind of medication.
Yeah, it just kind of helps you calm down a bit.
Where your heart rate can't go up past a certain point.
Yeah, I love it because when I'm feeling like, I always thought I had anxiety, but then once I went to a psychiatrist and got diagnosed with ADHD, she also was like, I think you have OCD as well. And I thought anxiety was having these like really terrible, wait, We're like complete. Ugh, I'm so sorry. We were talking about why I left comedy.
Kendra, this sounds like reasons.
Yeah.
And guess what?
You never went off the path.
And let me share a story with you. When I got back into stand-up mm-hmm. is when I had the most crippling anxiety uh-huh. ever. Like I was pretty much agoraphobic, where I couldn't leave the house.
Yeah.
Like gripping onto the edges of reality. And I started doing stand-up again and kept doing it. And it helped.
I
didn't take fucking any medication.
Okay.
Because once you get off the medication, it can come back hard.
Yeah. Well, when I first started doing stand-up was right after I had my brain tumor removed. And I was very depressed. And I was going through a lot of trauma. But last year, okay, can we go back? Going back to why I left comedy. I wouldn't say I left. I just kind of took a pause and I stopped making it like a priority in my life like I had been over the past several years, where I was going to open mics several times a week. I was trying to do shows. I was writing. I just kind of stopped because my job became my life. And then at the end of the year.
What were the hours for that job?
It's a nine to five, but you're working a lot later. If you're working then, I was working like till midnight some nights. Like when there was a movie coming out, I was working really late.
So yeah, but entertainment industry. What's
I don't know if I should say the company.
I mean,
is it? I don't know if it's a real company.
Work for them
anymore.
I don't work for them, but I technically signed an NDA when I
I
wouldn't talk about certain projects.
Okay, well, that's what's different. Let's not talk about the project.
It was Angel Studios.
Oh. The film industry? Shut the fuck up, Kendra. The film industry?
It's technically working.
I'm going to work on Working the Glory 5. That is not, that's a fake fucking company. They don't make real films.
You're right. They don't.
You know, it's bullshit. And oh, fuck that play. Who watches those films? Films, quotation mark, outside of Utah?
Actually, a lot of people you'd be
that
surprised.
That aren't Mormon.
Well, a lot of Christian evangelists.
Oh, my
too.
Favorite audience.
And that's actually who watches.
Do you want to know?
This is a Christ themed podcast.
Absolutely.
It does all come
I'm
back.
I'm sorry.
To
I
Christ.
Strayed from the path. Yeah, this is actually the way we have to center on. Shout out to the big dog.
Yeah. It comes back to him every mm-hmm. time. You may think we're going
so
off.
So, do you want
to
know how I got fired from that job?
Please. Yeah. Tell
I feel
us.
Like. Everyone that
you've
knows
been teasing
me,
this
yes.
for weeks. You're like, I cannot wait to tell you. I got a story for y'all. Mm-hmm. And you said y'all.
Did I?
No.
I don't think I did. I don't think I say y'all.
But please tell us.
I think you would look at me and be like, that girl's too responsible to get fired. And I am. I'm very responsible. And because I loved that job so much, I loved what I was doing. And I was working with movies. And, you know, I did work on a film that was technically number one in America on July 4th.
That's not it's never good when you say technically.
It was actually
what
just
was
on
the
July
4th. Film called
Sound of Freedom. Look, sometimes when you work for a company, you have blinders on, okay?
They should have included, like, I mean, did they include the cool parts in that movie? Like where the guy was like talking to Nephi and
no, unfortunately.
What
not.
Happened to that director again? Was he sex trafficking?
No, he wasn't.
What did he do? What happened? Because what was the controversy with that?
Okay, the controversy was that Tim Ballard, who, oh man, I really
the actor?
No, the guy who the movie was based on. The real guy,
yeah, the real
who
guy.
Went to rescue
okay.
children.
Okay.
He like there was already controversy about him before when we had signed on the film, and a lot of us were kind of like, this doesn't feel right. I didn't know much about Tim Ballard because I'm not like, I feel like there's this cult of Tim Ballard. Everyone like
I don't know about this cult.
I don't think anymore there is.
Not anymore. Though, but
just say the thing did. Just stop dancing around this.
No, I'm trying to like, there's a lot of things he did.
What's the main one?
Well, first he kind of, there was an investigation by the FBI of like how many children he actually rescued. So there was questions about Operation Underground Railroad and if it was ethical or not, because of just like how some of the operations went down. then after like a month after the film came out, there were several people that came and just had like sexual misconduct.
Hell yeah.
In the office with him. And so he had, right before the film came out, he left Operation Underground Railroad and he was just like, yeah, it's like, I'm ready to like move on from that. And like, you know,
yeah, I rescued all the kids. There's no more to rescue now.
And then,
yeah, I did it.
But it was because of this thing. Like, and then a bunch of people came forward. And the best part about that was I was in a room alone with him.
Is that why you got fired?
No. That didn't happen until.
That would have been way cooler.
Yeah.
No, like, I just, like.
You didn't fuck him. Nah, okay, I get it now. Okay.
No,
okay,
I had to be in a room alone with him because, so I ran the social media for Sound of Freedom and I also ran his social media for a bit because he just was like, I'll just let you guys post whatever
you
want.
Did you run the social media for January 6th?
No, I did not.
But
they needed social media.
No, I was still in college at that time.
The PR for January 6th. Yeah,
you
could have
flipped it. I was on the edge.
Yeah.
I could have gone on board.
Yeah.
But so you're in a room with him and he was like, I love helping kids and touching pussy.
No, he did not say that. He just gave me his like Instagram password.
Oh, sick. You still have it?
Actually, I think I still have access to his like Facebook Messenger.
That's good.
Could we access that live on the podcast?
Can we please send a message?
I get a lot of messages from people being like, I love what you do, Tim. Like, it's
This, I can't believe you're worried. You're like, I signed an NDA. You're saying some shit that I'm like, I feel like this would be under the NDA. But he's a, you know, he's a.
Actually, I don't he's even
he's
know.
A, he's, actually, he's sexually assaulted women. So
I don't think I did sign an NDA.
You didn't?
I don't think I did.
Okay. Do you remember? Did you work there?
Yes, I did. Okay. Dude. So do we want to talk about how I got fired?
Wait, real quick. I want to give some more backstory. So this dude. Like got people to like follow and donate to his cause because he would like get members of the church.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, this is God's mission. And he's like, actually, you know, they haven't come out and said it directly, but the First Presidency endorses what I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you got to come. And then it got crazier where he's like, actually, every night I'm communicating with the prophet Nephi. And
He wasn't
telling me where the children are.
As someone who's been in a room with him and had worked with him, he's not all there,
dude. And so, he got
his family is really nice.
Communicated for that.
His family
I
is
love this guy.
His family is really nice, though.
He's actually the man.
Like, it's actually baller. So his family's nice. Kendra.
Yeah, I did meet his kids. He's got like 8 kids.
Did he save them?
Two of them, actually.
He's like, I'm gonna save you.
He is adopted too.
He's like, these two are for me.
You're coming into the fold.
I'm not saying these jokes. I will tell you right now.
Yeah, what the fuck's gonna happen?
I don't know.
Tim Ballard's gonna resurface. This reminds you know this whole this, dude,
I guess.
This whole fucking story reminds me of the Coney 2012 shit when it was
what
that,
was the Coney 2012?
It was like this child soldiers, all that shit. But it ended because the director of the documentary was caught in the middle of the streets of LA just jacking off like in the middle of traffic onto cars. He was just like jerking his dick running around traffic.
That happened to me on the Coney public school bus.
No, then Coney just ended. It just stopped after that. What did you say happened on the school bus?
You guys heard my saying about wait,
the director what, from Coney.
Wait, what happened to you on a school bus? What did you see on a school bus?
A kid jacked off next to me on the school bus, like right next to me when I was 13.
You didn't marry him?
No.
Well, hey, that's cool. That's we love that.
Yeah.
I wish we had an applause button.
Her standards have always been
very high. Yeah. Guy just showing you. He's like, hey, I love you.
No, he didn't. He did. I didn't see anything. He kept it in his basketball pants.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What brand?
I don't remember. Probably Champion.
And one.
Oh,
it's probably Deodora. Champion.
Yeah. Champion. Okay. Well, that's a fun story. Yeah. So why did you get fired?
Okay.
It doesn't have to be 18 paragraphs.
No. So about November of 2023.
Fact check that.
Yeah, I got fired 2 days before Thanksgiving. So I was working on, Angel, like there wasn't a lot of good organization within the company. And they were like, this is our main priority is this film that's coming out in December. It was not a good film.
No way.
It was a sci-fi Christian film.
Oh.
About the multi.
Actually, that sounds awesome.
No, wait, it was
wait,
the
tell us the plot. Wait, tell us the plot and we're going to
We'll guess the name.
So it's about this man who after the worst I feel like I know the like synopsis. After the worst day of his life is shifted into another reality by the benefactor, who's pretty much just like the devil, and he has to get back to the woman that he loves, but he's like shifting through all these different multiverses.
Doctor Strange?
Right?
Okay.
Back to the Future?
No. Because the future, like the multiverses, it's in the same like timeline, just different universes.
One of the timelines he hops into is just Ballard there.
Trapping
kids.
Yeah. Well, one of his kids actually gets like stolen.
Dude, what are these? The multiverse of Angel Studios.
It's the parable of Job.
Okay.
But in
wait, so it's like the version where his family's all happy and then the one where God kills his family.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who got swallowed by a whale?
Jonah.
Do you believe that happened?
I think so. I mean,
how big of a whale do you think that would have been?
I don't know.
Whale is a blue whale.
I think it was a catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a really big catfish.
Can we talk about how I got fired?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I just would really like to get this over with, talking about how I got fired.
Okay. Well, now go for it.
So we were told that the shift was, that's what the movie was called, was like the main priority. So I wasn't the lead social media person, but I was helping with like other stuff like influencers, working with influencers, making
influencers
media.
Influencers are you working with?
You'd be surprised how many want to like support these films.
Well, yeah. I know the people who would be.
Chris Pratt.
You know, Southerners. Oh, not.
I actually was in conversation with a Real Housewife of the OC, so that was pretty great.
The OC.
Yeah, I got her to the premiere of the film. And anyways, I had been fired at that point.
That's a red carpet right there.
Yeah, there was a red carpet for that film. And so
Joel Osteen.
Tony Robbins.
It was State Street Norm.
Oh, Tony Robbins.
No, actually, so the that.
It's a who's who of extortion.
I worked with a lot of people during Sound of Freedom too. Sound of Freedom, you had a lot of people who just like wanted to support the film and they did it for free.
What did they do the red carpet for that? Epstein's Island?
No, they did that. They did that at the Vineyard Megaplex. That is where the red carpet was at the Vineyard
Megaplex. Probably been more traffic in at the Vineyard Megaplex.
I mean, they're getting up there,
the
dude.
The shifts one was at the Grove.
Okay.
And LA? In LA, yeah.
The Bohemian Grove.
Sorry. So I was working on that. And the thing is like we were very understaffed. So we're each working on like three or four different projects. And we were told that, but the shift was the most important.
I just want to say, you're saying this as if you're we're gonna fire you again. Like, you don't have to I get it. Like, mm-hmm. You're trying to cover your ass right now, but I don't care.
Okay. So
I forgive you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was working on this other project and they were filming here in Utah. I'd go up to set. I would get social media content. They're like, well, when are you posting? And there was just some miscommunication with, because it was also during the actor strike and the writer strike. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I don't know if we can post about it yet. And
doesn't matter if they're in SAG, if they're not in SAG.
Well, they had gotten an exemption. It was just a lot. And then, but I was also like doing a bunch of stuff for the shift. And so they were like, why haven't you posted yet? So I was like, okay, I'll post for you guys. I posted and then I like made like a little error on one of the graphics and they like freaked out and the filmmakers were related to the owners of the company. So they went and complained to them. And then I took a day off because I had to get a colonoscopy and I just couldn't.
Oh, wait, you got a you're supposed to get the one again like 45 or 50. Yeah,
I have a lot of stomach issues.
What did Ballard do to you?
Nothing. So I went and got a colonoscopy and I was supposed to like be gone the rest of the day. And I was just like, something feels off. Cause I knew that the people were upset and like people were talking about it at work. And so I was like, I should go in. And
what
I,
kind of error was this?
I literally just like misspelled a name on a graphic and it was up for 10 minutes and I took it down, and they didn't have a lot of followers. It's not like they had like thousands, and they had maybe like a couple thousand followers.
But for them, this is like the, they're premiering this at the Oscars in their minds. In their
I was literally just posting like the characters.
Brad Pitt's going to see this.
No, no.
Yeah.
And so I go to the office and I was just kind of like, I could just feel something was off. And I go to, and I'll say this right now, I didn't have a superior, like a team lead. Our team lead had left. I'd had a one-on-one with like a superior. I hadn't had a like a yearly evaluation like you do at normal companies. And then I go up to like the head of marketing because we're all working together pretty closely. And I just said something. He's like, we need to talk later. And I was like, oh, and I just knew exactly I was in trouble. And I had to wait like 5 hours. And then I went and sat in a room and for another 30 minutes waiting for him. And then he's like, don't freak out, but I have to go get HR. And I was like, okay, I'm getting fired. And then I go in and I pretty much was told like my work had never been that great and I don't want to be there. I don't want the job that I have. And why did I make the mistake? And I told him, I was like, I think I've just been really overworked and like doing other projects. And I'm like, I just, you know, I get really excited. And he's like, doesn't matter. You should have said no. And here's the thing. You cannot say no at that company. Like they're very much like, think like a leader, think like a founder, you know, and if you say no, you're not a team
like
player.
Tim Ballard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that.
You're not like, you're not a team player. So I would just like take on whatever anybody asked me to do because I, you know, wanted to show them that I was serious. So, and then he didn't even know if he wanted to fire me. He was like, I need to go talk to.
Here's the thing. After listening to that whole thing, I know I want to fire you now. I think you talked for 5 minutes straight. And I was like, can we just get to why you were fired? And there's just so many random details in there about like, I woke up and I had granola. And then I walked down the street. And then my boss was like, hey. And then there's HR. And like, I know. And then it was weird. And like, there's so many fucking details in that.
We can't. I understand. We can't. We knew that's. We know Kendra.
I know.
You can't be upset.
No, I know.
Like
I know.
When Jimmy does it,
I know.
You can like be mad at him.
No, I know. I know. I just want
to. I'm just trying to give context. As,
I
like,
understand
the
context, but it's like it can be said faster.
I'm sorry. This is just like who I am.
I know. It's just like they fired you because you made a. It's honestly. Sounds,
I was trying
it,
to tell
you. Know
a story.
You know what sounds better for you? If you say they fired me because I made a spelling error. That looks better for you. Because then it just points all the blame to how fucking dumb they look.
Yeah.
But when you go on a 10-minute tirade.
Now I'm like on their side.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
You gave me time to feel empathy for them.
Yeah. Because if they're just sitting there in that HR meeting and you won't shut the fuck up.
No, I barely talked in that meeting.
And well, now, I don't believe that.
And now the premiere for The Lift was ruined.
Yeah. All because of you. Because the social media, I'm sure it was, maybe there was a spelling error and then it was just you talking for. But that being said, though, do I hate that company? Absolutely. And so the fact that any of them thought that you were nosediving their project and they're like, this is the reason why no one will watch this. Not because we made a fucking dumbass movie. No, it's because of Kendra. What we make is art. Like that. I actually, now you know, I'm actually flipping. I actually am on your side again because anything to make them look like retards. So yeah,
they're not anyway. Doing their company's not doing well now. They
no, of course not.
Recent like a few weeks ago, I get a text from a bunch of people that I worked with, and they're like, 30% of the company just got laid off. So like, you're lucky you got fired when you did. So because I got severance, they gave me like a month's worth of severance.
Whoa!
I think I'm allowed to say that. I don't know.
Who gives a shit?
They're going under. Back?
Yeah. What are they gonna do? Go get into a litigation with you right now and their company?
No, because they're like litigating with a bunch of other people. They're getting sued by a bunch of other people.
They're gonna be like that podcast that 102 people listen to. Yeah. We're gonna.
Yeah, dude. Dude. Fuck them.
So if you don't know, this podcast is a job interview, actually.
It is.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
And so,
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, and we've been evaluating you this whole time.
Oh, I know I failed.
No, you can still bring it
there's,
back.
Okay. There might be a place for you.
Yeah, so.
So what is the job that I'm
don't in? Worry. No.
Well, it is,
we'll determine where we think you'll
and
fit.
And it is always whatever you actually do in real life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not about your references and if you were a good worker. It's just about the vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that and. So you do social media?
I have a degree in communications, emphasis in PR, and I minored in like social media marketing.
Okay, so we need to see if we would hire you as our social media person.
Or PR. I could also do PR.
How about this first question? How many followers do you have on Instagram?
I think I have over 700.
Okay.
So I have worked on social media. I brought social media pages like to over 600,000.
Okay.
Whoa, which page?
Sound of Freedom.
Well, they kind of sold themselves. And so why haven't you done that for you?
I think...
If you can do this...
Yeah, I can.
Why can't you do this for you?
I have been slowly putting more of my effort into social media, doing more stuff on TikTok, and posting more on Instagram a little bit. I think because every day I'm like creating content and working and strategizing for other brands, you just kind of get pooped when you get to you and you're just like, nah.
Once again, coming back to full circle, back to passions and love of the game. So when it comes to you, you don't love yourself. You don't want to work for yourself.
You know, that.
What do you want? What's your dream?
What's my dream?
What do you want out of all this?
Out of comedy or just life?
It's all connected.
I think I would just love to be a well-known and respected comedian. Get some good. I'd love to do like a Dry Bar special one day, even though, you know, Angel Studios owns Dry Bar.
Dry Bar is the pinnacle of success.
Yeah, that's as big as it gets.
I'm not saying I feel like it's a realistic, like I don't saying I'm going to get a Netflix special is like very unrealistic.
Why not say that? Why shoot yourself in the foot already? You're going to be a well-known comedian.
But comedy's like
that's not going to happen on Dry Bar.
My only thing. No, I know. I agree with that. But I think just or like some type of like longer special like on YouTube or something. I know a lot of comedians are starting to do that more is like do specials on YouTube. So
why aren't you looking at yourself that way and promoting your own Instagram?
Well, I'm trying to just get back into stand-up now that...
It doesn't have to always just be stand-up clips. It can just be...
Yeah, on TikTok, I've been doing more just like funny stuff like with my dog and, you know, because I have a dog.
Is it funny?
It's more me asking her not to sleep on my side of the bed. So, no.
Okay.
All right.
Sometimes I like talk about pop culture. I love pop culture. Well, yeah. So
what's going on?
I
know one really big thing happening in pop culture.
Well, right now, the big thing is, you're probably talking about the rap thing. The rap thing? The rap feud.
The Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Just dunking on Drake.
Well, the big thing that's gone on today is that SNL, which is, I love watching SNL.
What does that stand for?
Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Love SNL. So at the end of the month, Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be hosting and the musical guest is Sabrina Carpenter. And so all the Swifties are just like going nuts about this because, as we know, Jake Gyllenhaal is not one of the Swifties' favorite exes of Taylor Swift. Like All Too Well, the 12-minute version is based off of him. And so and Sabrina Carpenter.
We're going to pump the brakes on this because no one fucking cares about. I don't understand how Taylor Swift has the cachet that she has because
Amanda's
no one
cares. I love
my
Taylor
wife's
Swift.
A hardcore
I know you do.
Swiftie,
yeah,
and Amanda's like listening to YouTube videos dissecting her songs.
You
and
album,
like,
it's just a fun thing to do.
Want
to
snap her phone and
but
half.
It's the same thing you guys do with your little rap feud stuff.
No, this is.
Oh, I don't watch.
No,
I was just being polite talking about it.
Also, the like Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest artists alive.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift isn't.
I would beg to differ.
No, she's like her latest album sucks.
I liked her new album. How many?
Of the songs sound the same?
No, not all of them.
They
have the same vibe. They have a very similar vibe.
Yeah, there we go. And
that doesn't mean they sound the same.
What do you think is the statistical probability that Taylor Swift's like a witch demon?
Well, I think anybody in Hollywood is somehow like involved in the dark arts.
Did Tim Ballard tell you that?
Okay, yeah.
Well,
how many kids has Taylor Swift stolen? Because
no,
she's stealing out our stadiums.
I don't think that they're eating.
No, she like sucks their blood. She
I don't think
them.
They're blood sucking. Like no. I just do think that Hollywood is corrupt and there's a lot of weird stuff going on that we don't know.
So Taylor Swift is a part of that.
I don't know. Maybe.
She's
maybe not.
One of the biggest stars in the world who's in films. She is in that world.
Do you think Harvey Weinstein could help Angel Studios?
No, he's going back.
He's
going back into trial.
As it, you know, flipped the verdict. All female judges.
Really?
Wow. Yes. That's not a joke. That's like that. That's
very disappointing.
Actually, it's kind of sad.
I like that. Actually.
They're just like, fuck this. No, dude, you're back out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never going to work again. And
I don't know.
Maybe for Angel Studios.
I don't know. There was going to be a desperate company that just laid off like 30% of their staff that could use a bump.
That would be
crazy. And who better to make Sound of Freedom 2?
Oh, no. Here's the tea, though. They're technically doing a sequel to Sound of Freedom.
What's it called?
It's called Sound of Hope. It's not even related to it. It's a completely different film, but they're like, it's the follow-up movie of Sound of Freedom. And then they're just like trying to like hold on to the Sound of Freedom. Like, I like bandwagon.
That. No, dude, we need to make the money. Make the money off those chined up kids. That's what they're doing. They're like, we're helping out the world, but we're going to profit off of this.
Yeah,
did all the proceeds go to that go to charity?
No,
they go straight to the.
No, they went to Kendra's paycheck.
Straight to you.
Yeah,
so you're
profited.
Yeah,
of child sex trafficking,
which we like.
Yeah, that's actually you're more likely to get hired by Let's Get Fired because that's within our values.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because what you're doing out there is you're saying I need to live.
Yeah,
I need to survive, and I'll do anything to survive.
I don't think it's right that life is easy for all children. It's not like
it's not. The hard truth.
Yeah, adversity, it builds character.
Uh huh.
I do agree with that, but I don't think children should be harmed.
Well, you're in the minority on that.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't know. You ever been to Ethiopia? Anyways,
yeah. So what was your first job ever?
Technically, it was babysitting. I was
real job.
I was a hostess at a restaurant when I was 18.
What restaurant?
It was called South Restaurant. It was in Anchorage, Alaska. It was like at this new trendy restaurant, and I was a hostess.
How trendy? What kind of food?
It was like Mediterranean, like fusion American style.
What does that mean? So just Italian, so like American Italian Alfredo food?
No, it was. It just had like burgers and sandwiches and pasta.
Oh, you know,
and
Mediterranean food.
But like Red the Robin only thing that made it Mediterranean. No, the only thing that made it Mediterranean was that they had like a bottle of water that was kind of warm in the middle of the table, and then they had like little cups, which is something that they do in.
If you've been out
Europe.
There.
I don't know, but that's what I heard.
So you heard the biggest thing that makes this Mediterranean is they have lukewarm water.
Well, no,
which
that's
is for fun dis.
No,
but it doesn't mean it's Mediterranean.
No, a lot of people in like Italy and Paris, when you go and get water, they don't put ice in
it. No, they don't have ice in Europe, but that's not like just the Mediterranean. Also, like where, like, so there's no like Italian food. There's no like Greek food. There's no Croatian food.
Again, I worked there for like 4 months.
She described the menu from
you worked there for 4 months?
Yeah. She described the menu from like Red Robin.
I know, seriously. It was like this Mediterranean place. Like I said, in Alaska, that's a fucking delicacy. Like, there's salmon and burgers.
Yeah.
Where could you find this? Not in Alaska.
We have a mascot and a bird too.
Like, it was just, they had tapas. They had like tapas.
Tapas?
Yeah, it's just like appetizers, small plates.
Okay. So you worked there for 4 months? What happened?
Yeah, I worked there for the summer before I went off to college.
Oh, where'd you go to college?
BYU Idaho.
Ooh, there we go.
Shameful. No, I went there. That's my alma mater.
It still is shameful.
Nah, it was cool.
No, it's a horrific area.
It was a time.
Nah, dude.
Where'd you work at BYU?
I worked on campus. There was a, for what's called Center Stage, and they bring like performances and concerts to students. So I worked as a student, like director.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it fun?
Yeah, I did my internship there. And it was like pretty chill.
Yeah.
And I felt like I got some good experience out of it.
That's
and
cool. Did you see any like plays come through, like musicals?
No, because I mostly worked there during COVID. So.
Okay. So you did nothing.
I did a lot of research and a lot of like analytics. And
sometimes I don't even believe like you've had a job.
Really? Is it because I look really entitled?
No, just from the things you've told us.
Yeah, I did like analytics and research
for a no. for a
and
live,
it wasn't said with confidence. For, it was like
so. What I did was because we couldn't have concerts, I went through like 10 years worth of ticket sales of every concert, and I organized them into a Google sheet, and I just kind of looked at the patterns of like who was popular, like who did people like
you
to
know
go watch.
Really popular,
David Archuleta.
Like, no, Bill Cosby.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
2012, that was the first stand-up show I ever saw live.
Really?
Bill Cosby, BYU Idaho.
Was it funny?
Yeah, he was on stage for almost 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
The stand-up.
That's how long it takes for him to come.
And then I also, because we didn't have concerts, I went and did like focus groups and big like surveys to see like who the students would be interested in.
It just still sounds just like busy work.
It's like, college. Just, like that's what you do like, for an internship.
Just like get out there. Just look at these numbers. We're totally
that's gonna, what an internship
we're totally
is.
Gonna use
have you
them.
Have you ever done an internship?
No, point? I just had a job. I just worked blue collar jobs. You know,
I will have to say I did not feel prepared to go into the real workforce when I left college.
That's college. Yeah, no, they say hey, all these things you're totally gonna use it. Don't worry. And then you go out there, and then most people don't use their degree. And he'd say, yeah.
I still use my degree, but I took a bunch of social media classes. And
at BYU Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So what was a social media strategy?
Wait, is there like a class that they teach you how to hashtag?
No, it's more of like
Rolf doing fashion at BYU Idaho.
It was more like you learned about like content creation and building content calendars and strategizing.
So like, this is a YouTube video.
Building a brand.
How's the brand building?
Well, I've actually had to build a lot of brands. When I worked at Angel Studios, it was like building all these like brands for
that's actually a feat. I
on social media, like
building Angel Studios is
it's a big feat.
Yeah. What other brands?
Right now, I'm working for an IT school, and their brand is technically already built, but I'm trying to expand it. So
okay,
all right.
What about your brand?
My brand is just me.
And how's dog
and my dog. I think I try to be relatable. I feel like I've been told I have a lot of female humor, and I relate to other, you know, young early to mid 20s single girls, so try to like get that market. And I feel like my
brand,
do
you view them only as a market or as like people? Yeah,
but
there's a strategy.
I haven't really strategized myself on social media.
How would you strategize yourself? What do you think is the angle on mid 20s single girls?
I think it's
girls?
Just relatability and being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you going to be honest with them?
Just say what I feel.
What do you feel right now?
What I feel right now. I'm a little tired because I like to be in bed by this time.
You go to bed at 10?
Yeah, I like to be in bed in my pajamas. Like, I won't necessarily be going to sleep. I'll be like on my phone doing a TikTok. I'll read a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What book?
Well, I just finished Emily Henry's new book, Funny Story. And I'm trying to figure out what my next book's going
to be. You know
what's
a funny story?
What?
Human trafficking. It's true. Okay.
So let's get into like the meat of the questions here, like the really important ones.
Oh, okay.
Which group of people makes you feel more uncomfortable, Jews or Muslims?
It's good. That's a question. What side of the war are you on?
Okay, this I feel really bad, but I don't know what's going on. Like I feel like
knee jerk reaction.
Yeah, knee jerk
reaction.
I don't have one. I think they're both.
No, knee jerk.
Yeah, no, you're not running for office.
Yeah, Israel.
But if you want this job, we need to hear an answer.
Israel, Palestine.
Well, I feel like right now I think it's Palestine. I don't know.
That's who you're on? Side of Palestine?
I don't know. I just want them to stop
killing
children. So
what do you think is going on over there?
I just, honestly, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not well informed. I could tell you all about the Sabrina Carpenter stuff that's going on in SNL.
This is what I like.
This is fun.
No, this is what's great about Taylor Swift. She's the best psyop to get you looking away. If Taylor Swift was around during 9/11, we wouldn't have known about it. We would not have known about it.
I think for me, it's really hard to stay up to date on current topics because it honestly just depresses me.
Well, when you it brought comes- up a good one there. Who was behind 9/11?
Sabrina Carpenter.
She wasn't even, I don't even think, born then.
How old is she?
I don't know.
But if she's like a Hollywood witch demon, she could have
been. Yeah, exactly.
She would have been like a child.
She's on adrenochrome.
She might be like 210.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because all we know is that she's hurting Taylor.
I don't think she is.
She's the devil. Oh my God. Her song's bigger than and all the Taylor Swift's new songs.
Anyways.
You don't want to comment on that?
Well, I don't know.
It is.
Who did. Well, I was going back to the other question about 9/11.
Go for it. Yeah, let's get into 9/11.
I definitely think there is some, I don't know, because I've heard
there
some of the
foul play.
I've heard a lot of the conspiracy theories. I don't think Bush did it. I don't think Bush was smart enough to do it.
I think it could have been Taylor.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. And it's like there's two towers got hit.
They should fly another plane into the new one. Uh-huh. And then they should be like, this one's Taylor's
and they
version.
That one's Taylor's version, and that's the sound of freedom. Because it's called the Freedom Tower.
Oh, no.
Coincidence? No.
Okay. What other questions do you have for me?
If there was a country that you could nuke, drop a nuke, and just wipe out, what would it be?
I think France.
Oh, we've got that one before. Yeah. Okay.
I've never been impressed by French people. Mm-hmm. I hate their accents. I think there's just something about them.
Let her cook. I like this. You come out with some real anger, and I like this.
The new Utah hockey team, their head coach is French Canadian, and I do like his accent.
Did you shut the fuck up? Let her talk about France.
Yeah, but let's hear what you don't like about French.
And I hear
people.
They're like they don't shave their armpits. That they're smelly. That I will have to say I think the food. I've heard the food in France is good. I would love to go and see some of the historical sites.
Normandy.
I was thinking like more like the Eiffel Tower or Versailles. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get a baguette. Like I feel like baguettes there would be really good. Like the food there I hear is really good. So maybe I just want to nuke out the French people.
I like that. Take out the French. Take out the French, but keep the recipes.
Yeah. Versailles. Was the Treaty of Versailles good?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who won World War II?
Well, technically Germany did not.
But
wait, technically.
Yeah, but yeah, what are you going to say after that?
Well, I was going to say technically the US and Britain, but I guess
oh no,
wait, keep going, keep going.
So, I guess the US and Britain won and whoever was on their side and then the other side, Germany, I think Japan. The other, I think France was on Germany's side and Italy, so they didn't win either.
Didn't win, no. But think about how good those baguettes taste when you're watching a kid go into an oven.
Also,
I just feel like I have to point out that France was not on the side.
Oh, they weren't?
No, they were famously invaded.
Fucked by Germany.
Yeah.
But that was fun.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Though. Italy, though, was on the side.
Okay. Also, I mean, Hitler killed, 6 million? He kind of won. Like, that's.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen how many. Actually, I have to look how many Russians died. loved a lot, but okay. And what kicked off World War One?
Oh my gosh. I think it was an assassination. It was another German thing. Mm. And I'm pretty sure it was like an assassination of an archduke.
Correct.
That is accurate.
I didn't think you'd get that one.
It was actually Serbia, but that was very
I proud of you.
Sometimes I know things.
How about the Vietnam War?
Oh, well, it was Vietnam, wasn't it? Like, well, there was two sides of Vietnam, and one wanted to stay in communism, the other didn't, and that's why America got involved, because they were like, we don't want you to be in communism either. Mm-hmm. So
what are your thoughts on communism now?
I don't like it.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Nah, you don't want a vacation in North Korea.
No.
Okay. No. I like these. Hey, right. Good job. Mm-hmm. It's not like I know that much more about it.
Yeah, but, I was like, why am I getting quizzed by Quinn?
Why, you don't like that? You don't like getting asked questions?
Well, no, I do.
This podcast. Part of the interview process.
This has been fun. I'm kind of enjoying it.
Okay.
It's keeping me on my toes.
Okay, yeah. Keep you on your toes. Does Taylor Swift have good toes?
I've never looked at her.
What's her shoe size?
You should ask Oz because he knows her shoe size.
I bet she's like a 9 or a 10. I'm a size 10 feet.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're over the height of like 5'8", 5'9", you're going to have big feet.
Okay. That's fun.
How tall is Taylor Swift?
I think she's like 5'9", 5'10".
Do you like Travis Kelce?
I do like Travis Kelce a lot.
I love Travis Kelce.
I think he's really funny. He seems like a really good football player, and he's really good looking.
Seems like really good. Yeah, he does seem like a good football player.
I mean, he's won the Super Bowl 3 times, so he has to be good.
I feel like he's too good for her.
Really?
Yeah.
I will say this. So I haven't always been a Swiftie, and I think a lot of it was rooted in sexism and misogyny.
Okay.
But
why?
Because I think
jealous?
I think it was just like everyone liked Taylor Swift, and like Swifties are kind of annoying.
Kind of.
They are. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of like, I don't want to. And then I really listened to a lot of like the media that was against Taylor. And
the media.
Yeah. Like it was the same thing Fox with Britney News. Spears. Yeah. Same thing with Britney Spears. Like when I was 9, I thought she was a crazy hoe because she shaved her head.
She's not crazy now.
No, I learned more like context behind what was going on behind the scenes.
But she's still crazy.
No, I wouldn't know. I think she's very misunderstood. And I definitely think she has mental health issues. She just isn't getting the proper help because she's
mental health issues is a fun way of saying crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, but last year I started really liking Travis Kelce, especially when he was hosting SNL and I was seeing him more on TikTok. And then when I found out they were dating, I was like, okay, I think I'm a Swiftie now. So it was really Travis Kelce that helped me become a Swiftie.
So really, you just like Travis Kelce.
I do, but I really like Taylor Swift and I like her music. And I've always liked her music. And I just kind of like was like, no, I'm not a Swiftie, not a Swiftie. And then I have a lot of friends who are Swifties. And it's just like a fun, you know, community to be around. Like, you know, it's just fun. It's fun to, you know.
Do you think... if we could roll back the clock, Taylor Swift was around the 90s. Do you think they would be bumping Taylor Swift during Columbine? Like the shooters walking in there, just being like, we are never, ever getting back together.
I don't think they would be playing any music because they were trying to survive from a school shooting.
No, the shooters.
The shooters?
Yeah.
Were they playing music during...
I want to believe so.
In this universe, they have a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, they have a Bluetooth speaker.
No, they'd be playing some really dark stuff.
To a love story.
No. No, I think they'd be playing some dark stuff.
What?
No,
dude, they're playing Reputation.
I think they'd be playing some like really weird, obscure, like screamo music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Is that what Fox News told you?
Yeah.
I don't watch Fox News.
No. What do you watch? The news.
I don't watch news.
Watch Snapchat news?
No.
What do you watch?
Just TikTok.
What's your favorite podcast?
And don't say this one.
No, it's not this one. I like Brooke and Connor make a podcast. They're like TikTokers and that's really fun. I like Jake Shane's new podcast. A lot of TikTokers. Heather McMahon's podcast is funny. I like Heather McMahon. She's a stand-up comedian.
Do you ever listen to my favorite podcast is Live from Gaza, and that's a
what?
Yeah, you ever seen that one?
No.
Yeah, they do SNL out there.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's Pete Holmes and Pete Davidson hosting.
I don't think you're right.
No, it's a good one.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Pete Davidson just keeps showing everyone his dick, and he's like, why are we fighting? And it's pretty cool.
How did you like the Shane Gillis episode of SNL?
I actually really liked it. I thought that I thought his sketches were good. I really loved the church one. I thought that was really funny.
See, that's the one sketch I didn't understand.
I thought that was hilarious.
I don't even know if I've seen it.
You didn't watch.
I've seen like some clips, but I keep being like, oh, I'll watch the whole thing, and then I liked his
monologue. I thought that was funny, talking about like how he was like his mom's best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was funny. No. I was surprised that he was on the show, just because I feel like this season it's like they brought Nate Bargatze and him, and a lot of like. At least once a season, you get like one or two stand-up comedians, and like, but they're not they're not as big. They're big comedians, but they're not at the same time. And so they're not like the same level, I feel like, as John Mulaney.
I don't know, because John Mulaney doesn't sell out arenas.
Okay, that's true.
Nate Bargatze sells out arenas.
Okay, that's true.
And
also,
like, Shingles is very big.
I think Beautiful Dogs was the most streamed comedy special.
It's they're pretty fucking big.
Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. Know. Never mind.
Also, shout out to John Mulaney, cheated on his wife. Shout out to that.
That was cool, actually.
Yeah.
I actually really like John Mulaney.
Yeah, I love they cheated on his wife. It's so sick.
Dude.
Awesome move. And he's like, I was on cocaine. And I thought it was cool. And then he's like, and I feel bad. His ex-wife's like, oh, who did he cheat on me with? Oh, Olivia Munn. So that's a fun moment. She's the girl. She's just a super, super hot girl.
She's an actress.
She was on Attack of the Show.
Dude, I don't follow pop culture.
You're missing out. It's really fun.
I recently got into Appalachian folk music. So that's what I'm jamming to.
Jesus Christ, dude. You can't go down this road. What? You cannot go down this road. You're going to move up to Northern Idaho and just start a militia.
No. Oh, dude, that sounds like a good time. I would.
Just militia of Swifties. We are going to ride to the Capitol and we are gonna play Red for all the politicians to hear.
I don't think that would be the right song to choose. I feel like there'd be better songs.
It's the album.
Oh, Red the album?
Yeah, Red the album.
No, I think there's a better album to choose.
Oh, Shake It Off.
1989, I feel like, would be the right album to do.
Yeah, back to the 80s. Dude, let's get less rights going around. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
So we're getting close to the end.
Okay.
So where were you on January 6th?
I was in college at BYU, Idaho.
And how was the vibe up there?
Honestly, it was a little weird because I remember talking. I had all freshman roommates at the time and they were all from Idaho. So they had some very interesting views about the
itch. Please share some of those.
I don't really remember. It was just like one in particular.
Wait, you're saying the people from Idaho had questionable views, but you're from Alaska and you're like, we're common sense in Alaska.
Uh-huh, ever seen Deadliest Catch?
I have. Actually, my mom's cousin used to work on a crab boat.
But on the show?
Not on the show. No.
Okay.
That's why we watched it, because, you know.
So, I don't know why it just always makes you laugh. The beginning of that show, the intro music is like, I'm a cowboy. Bam.
I'm wanted, dead or alive.
I'm getting crabs. If they kept showing a crab in handcuffs, that would be the sickest thing ever. Yeah, you got him. Side note, if you're into pop culture, have you seen the Plankton AI songs going around?
Yes,
because he's making Plankton's making emo music,
like SpongeBob.
No. Yeah, well, no,
and
they do.
And it's amazing.
AI does. There's been like Patrick. There's been Squidward.
They've been having like rap beefs.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. It's been the Krusty Krew versus Dankton, and they've been going at it.
Have you guys ever watched SpongeBob the musical?
No.
No,
you're missing. So I'll give you a
Hamilton?
Little. I have, yes.
Okay,
it's not my favorite.
Yeah, because the black cast.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like it either. I get you.
Yeah, I understand. You don't have to say it. You got it. You had all roommates from Idaho.
Yeah, I'm like, get them off the stage.
You know what my favorite character though is in Hamilton?
Who?
It's like, of course, this is my favorite character.
The king.
Yes.
The king is so good.
Yes.
Yes. His song, he's literally on stage for 8 minutes, but it's so
iconic.
His
song is the best part.
I'll sing that song all the time. It's like a good karaoke song.
No, it's great. I love that song.
You'll be back soon. Yeah. You'll see.
He's singing about Trump.
Yeah, honestly, that's what it feels like.
But anyways,
So would you rather smoke crack with Hunter Biden or hide government documents with Donald Trump?
Good question.
I feel like I would not be good on crack. I will not be good on any drugs. So,
but you're on drugs.
Well, like, I'm on medication.
Oh, well, oh, yeah. Oh,
once you try.
Oh, my God.
But crack, like, that is scary stuff.
Well, once you try drugs, then you'll be like, oh, medication's not far off.
No, I just feel
it's
like
almost the same thing.
Especially if you've done Adderall.
Yeah, you're pretty much doing coke.
Oh, I didn't do well on Adderall. I stopped taking it.
Well, guess those other kind of drugs. I think you need a more euphoric drug.
No, I feel like that would make me crazy. I don't like being not in control of my body.
Well, it's not like you're lose control of your limb. It's not ketamine.
I still don't think I could do it.
Well, with that attitude, come on now. Don't you want to hear the sound of freedom? Doing crack, all of a sudden, it's all green lights.
So you'd rather hide government documents with Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, he's getting away with it, so maybe I would too.
Here we go. Then you would have been fired.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So big win for Donnie T. All right. Well, we got a new supporter.
No.
Okay. Who are you supporting? RFK?
No. Honestly, I don't like any of the candidates. There's no one that's like I'm interested in, honestly.
Okay. No.
I know that's very un-American of me, and I'm going to get like a lot of backlash.
I don't think it's very un-American. I think everyone is pretty... I don't think anyone really loves the
idea of like lesser of two evils. I've never enjoyed that.
Well, I feel like later on in your life, when you're finally having to pick a husband, that's where you're going to be.
Probably, yeah.
Well, we need to decide if we want to hire you.
Yeah.
So do you want to know what I call myself a lot?
Absolutely.
I'm what you call a personality hire.
Okay, she's losing me now.
Yeah, I feel like my biggest skill is my people skills. Like I'm really good at
just
like
talking at them.
No, talking with them, making friends with them, getting them to trust me.
Okay, that sounds scary. Will you phrase it like that?
Getting them to trust me to do the work that they need, and like sometimes people are very protective of their brands and they want certain things, and I'm pretty good at like explaining with reason why I should do what I know is going
to
work.
Okay, well, so shout out to Angel Studios.
So just like Angel Studios, we're trying to get this podcast
off the ground.
Into the white supremacy market.
Oh, okay.
Do you think you could help us reach out?
I mean, I worked on Sound of Freedom, so probably.
There we go. That's a good ask. Okay, but as you said, you're strictly a personality hire.
I wouldn't say strictly. I'm like 80% personality, 20% skills.
So you're 80%
just 5% spelling.
80% just vibes.
Yeah, I have good vibes.
Yeah, what are the vibes of the office? What are they gonna be when we sit down at the coffee room?
I'm first gonna ask you how you're doing. Okay. What's going on? Yeah, how's your weekend? What's been going on? And if I have any kind of tea that's happening, like there's drama with roommates.
You're gonna stir the pot.
It's never in the office. Here's the thing. If I'm gonna be talking about other coworkers, it's gonna be outside the office. Like we'll go out to lunch and do it.
Okay.
So we'll go and have like a fun little lunch, and we'll like talk crap about the people we don't like at work and who is frustrating us.
How about this?
I'm really good at if someone wants to vent about something, I'm great to go and do that with.
This is, I think, where we could use you. You would not officially be hired because you'd be undercover getting jobs working for our competitors. You'd be going over.
I love a little sleuthing. Yeah,
you'd be going over to Flagrant 2 or something. And I'll get on their podcast and then just give us all the hot goss, take it down from the inside. And so then we are the only option for people who want to listen to comedy podcasts. So we just by default become the biggest podcast because there's none else.
So I'd really be the heart of this podcast. I'd be the reason why this podcast.
No, we're the heart. Yeah. No, we're the heart and soul of this thing. You know, but you are just the catalyst.
Yeah, you'd be like the thumbs.
Thumbs
are good.
You'd be fighting a proxy war for us. You know, you'd be our Zelensky.
You'd be our Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, we're like.
Also, how do you feel about Ukraine?
It's too sad.
Okay.
It's sad what's happening to Ukraine.
What's happening over there?
Russia's trying to take them over.
You sure?
Is that what's happening?
Russia like started a war with them.
Maybe.
All right.
Right.
I don't know. I thought it was.
I know it's something to do with Russia.
Yeah.
Aren't they all Russians?
No. Different countries.
Okay.
Different countries. Is Taylor Swift Russian?
No.
What's her heritage?
I don't know.
Where was she born?
Pennsylvania.
She's from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm.
Philly.
Central.
That's why she's so crazy. Everyone from Pennsylvania is nuts.
Dude,
it's like
I didn't know about Pennsylvania until I met my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Pennsylvania is she from?
She was born in Philly, but then like raised, like when she was four, her family moved to Central PA.
Oh, okay.
Like in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's like, I don't know. Alabama is always like the punchline in this country. No,
it should be Pennsylvania.
But it should be Pennsylvania.
You know what? Something I just realized. I never thought about this. How much fun it would be if Taylor Swift said the N-word, because there would be so many girls who would find a way to justify it.
Can we go back to talking about Pennsylvania? Because there's also another important pop culture.
Hold on. We're in the hiring phase right now.
Oh, okay.
Because we're at the end. So this is what I've proposed.
Well, I have a good question.
Okay. Her.
When's the last time you said the N-word?
I've never said it.
On camera.
You've never uttered it alone.
I might have.
Singing to Kendrick Lamar.
I probably have, when I was younger, singing to a song, but I haven't in like a really, like probably since I was a teenager.
Okay.
And I never have like called someone that. I think maybe I would like say it and sing it along in a song, but that's it. And
would you ever roll the windows up in your car and just say it out loud?
Because I looked at the N-word as another like curse word. And for the longest time, I didn't curse. And when I started cursing, there was all this rhetoric about the N-word and using the N-word, especially like during COVID time. And I learned more about it. So I was like, I'll never say this word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a nice word. It's not a good word at all.
Okay. But would you say it right now?
No.
Okay.
Anyways,
sorry. But what do you think about this job proposal? Stealth job proposal for her.
What's the pay?
You'll be to be determined.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get like money for wardrobe, because I'll be like going to different.
Well, we'll reimburse you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and it like, depends on the wardrobe.
Yeah,
like, and it might take after you send us the receipts, we'll be like.
I mean, it might take a while for us to reimburse you.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a long con.
Okay. But yeah, we get the neon sign, we can send the reimbursement.
If this thing works. You will never need to worry about money ever again. But it's...
Will I get royalties?
You'll get...
Ad money?
You will get a signed poster from the both of us that is a one of one.
Which will be invaluable.
It's a one of one. Yeah. There's no others we've signed. And a photo op. And we'll take you to In-N-Out. With Oz.
That's a good offer.
Yeah, it's a great offer.
Dinner cards and a show.
Cards on the table. That's the final offer.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah.
Drive a hard bargain. Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
And
not really the team.
You fired Jimmy?
We keep kind of firing him and then
well, what was his job?
He was going to be in a glass cage.
We didn't want him to assault anyone at the office.
Yeah, and then we'd have Cindy walk past him and taunt him, and that was her main role at the office. So yeah, that's
also Sydney versus Jimmy going up on Patreon next week.
There we go.
Wait, what?
We had Cindy and Jimmy on an episode together.
I think we need to have me and Jimmy on an episode together and go.
Well, you have to go on a date first.
Yeah, because that's why we have,
you have to go on a date first.
Why?
Well, remember we were talking about building a fucking brand and having content? This is content.
I don't think Jimmy would want to do that, though.
I will convince him.
Dude, there's no way you're convincing him to do the podcast
I can make it happen. I already did the impossible.
I'd be curious on how you convince him.
He texted
I'd be
me.
Very curious how you convince him.
Oh, I just started getting really into his like it was like very psychological, where I was like, do you want to be this guy who's just like afraid? And like Cindy already, she said yes, no problem.
Wait,
and
did they go on a date?
They almost did.
And that's what Jimmy blew her off.
Oh, yeah. And I was
and like, so that's why we had them on the podcast to squash the beef.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And Jimmy kept backing out of the podcast and he's like, I'm sorry, bro, I can't do it. And I said, Jimmy, don't do this. And he said, no, I'm sorry, man. I was like, I'll convince you. And I did.
And we're like, it's going to be good. You won't look bad.
Yeah. I said to him, you won't regret it. And I was like, you probably will in my head. But.
And then the morning after the podcast, I get a text. He's like, please don't ever put that out. And then I didn't even respond to his message. I texted Quinn immediately. I was like, he doesn't want me to put it out. And Quinn's like, I'll convince him. And then by like a week later, he was
like, you're just going to manipulate him into going on a date with me?
It was manipulation. And also I did threaten don't tell over his head. But that was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah. But like Harvey Weinstein'd him.
But
want to get on this show?
I don't want someone to go on a date with me because they're being like blackmailed.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that at all. He needs this. You need this. You guys need.
Who do you think needs it more, him or me?
That's a tough question.
Actually, that's up in the air now. I don't know. I actually don't know if I can answer.
If you had that Angel Studios job still, and I would think.
Point in Jimmy's corner, he went on a walk with a girl today.
That's actually kind of sweet.
So as of now, you might need it more. You might need glass.
I think I'm probably more secure being single than he is.
Well, I feel like it's something you tell yourself.
Well, I'm pretty secure being single. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be single, but I'm fine being by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you guys don't understand because you've been married and you got married young.
Yeah, dude.
I was 27 when I got married.
Oh, that's right. I forget that you're old.
Well, who cares?
Anyways.
You still need some of that Jimmy in your life. Go take him shopping.
I do want to take him shopping really bad. I've been really wanting to take him shopping. He needs some new clothes.
Where did you take him shopping?
I went to Savers, and then I found one shirt for him there, and then I took him to Nordstrom Rack.
I just think he needs some better clothes to market himself.
There we go. We keep talking about marketing, but I need to see your followers go up until I believe you can make this happen.
If she can sell us on Jimmy...
If you sell me that Jimmy's a hot piece of ass,
you'll never be fired from any job.
Yeah, then you are fully hired and you're on the social media team.
Okay, I'll go talk to him. I know I can change. I just know like what he needs to wear, and because I think in the words of Elle Woods, you have all the equipment, you just don't know how to use it.
Are you coming on Jimmy right now?
No, I'm just saying
he has all the equipment. Oh my God, Kendra.
No. You don't know how to use the manual.
Kendra.
That is not
I just
what
can't
I'm
believe
about.
You've been lying to us this whole time. I don't even like him, but he has all the equipment.
No, I don't mean it like that.
Yeah, he's got that hammer.
What?
No, okay. Hey.
I'm just saying, you can't say Jimmy's not cute.
Dude.
He's a cute guy.
I am okay.
He's like a little short king.
This took the best direction. All right. This is back on. This is fully on. I'm gonna get you guys on a date.
No.
Short king, that's like the most condescending.
What about this cute short king that you love?
I don't want a short king.
And
you want to
dress up and get him all the right equipment. You don't like this guy? I don't know.
No, I was quoting Legally Blonde Elle Woods. You know, when she's teaching Paulette how to do the bend and snap, she's like, you have all the equipment, you just don't know how to read the manuals.
I know, but you can't really walk your... That didn't get you out of that. You just quoted it again. He has all the equipment.
Yeah, he's got... I think, he's nice, he's funny, he's got... You know, he's good
strong,
looking.
Strong, cute.
He just needs some better clothes.
Makes me laugh. Okay, well, yeah, what... Try to tell me something. Yeah, everything you've said is people say about people they like.
We might be hinting at a future episode here.
This is a teaser.
Well,
if you guys fall in love, that's might have to.
Quinn has to officiate the wedding.
I will definitely officiate that thing.
Wait, I do. Okay, I will say the day that I get married, no matter what, I do want Quinn to DJ my wedding.
Easy.
I'm going to give you a very specific list of songs.
Then
that
I'm not going to do it.
No, you need to let Quinn.
Tell me
I don't
anything.
Want your music. I want my music that I like.
Then play a fucking playlist. Yeah. I'm going to DJ. I'm going to play Gangnam Style 15 times in a row.
That would be very fun.
No. Yeah.
I mean, do you want people to party at your wedding?
Do you want to go with the dance?
Do you want it to be
memorable? I have actually really good taste in music. No. It wouldn't be Taylor Swift music.
No.
I have like really cool like 70s disco music that I really like.
I don't.
Nah, should go with the Appalachian folk.
Gross.
Well, to finish off, we love you. We're happy you came on.
Where is your Instagram? Where can the people find you?
So I am at Kendra_May. It's Kendra with, I think, 3 or 4 E's. And May, M-A-E. That's my Instagram. I have a TikTok and it's Kenny G with like 5 N's. And I have an open mic every Thursday at The Vibe at 7 p.m. And it's... Yeah, so
there it is.
I don't have any shows coming up, but that's because I took a year off and got to like work that way back up.
Accurate. Same with Drew.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.